When you open the inner world, sometimes the mythic realm presents itself. And by mythic, I don't mean imaginary or make-believe. I mean it's another dimension of consciousness. And this particular mythic realm that opened up involved the goddess Gayatri and Ganesh. And I was surprised. I didn't know that these were going to happen, but when you start moving down the river of consciousness, and that's what happened, all of a sudden we were all on a barge going down a river, and we were going through a very precarious passage where there were rapids and rocks, and Gayatri came in and Ganesha came in to protect. Because I think we're in a passage, perhaps each of us individually in our lives, certainly collectively. It is, as the ancient Chinese say, danger and opportunity. That's the ideograms for transformation. And so Gayatri came in, and her, the essence of Gayatri is the homage to the Atman, your own individual light, not to anything outside yourself, but to the light that you are. So she was singing homage to you, to the light that's inside, and that who you are in your essence. And then there was this low note repeated five times, and there was an oarsman guiding the barge through shallows. Because, you know, when you're going through a river you've never been through before, sometimes there's shallows, and if you hit the shallows, it can stop your progress or it can actually sink you. So the oarsman was pushing back and guiding us. And it's I want to be clear, that oarsman is a collective creation of all of us. It is the animus aspect created through all of us to slow down when we need to slow down, speed up when we need to speed up, and guiding through some very treacherous waters. And then there were these high sounds like, wah, wah. That's the conch sound, and this is typically the sound that is used to call in Ganesh. And the most powerful mantra of Ganesh is Gam Gang Ganapataya Namaha, and that was repeated, and then Ganesh came forward, and he is the destroyer of obstacles, essentially. He is the mother, that's interesting. He's the son of Parvati and Shiva, and he is the destroyer of obstacles, so it is your own innate ability to destroy or overcome the obstacles in your life. And if you look at your life from the very first moment, well, for some of us it became at conception, but certainly at birth you have an obstacle. You're in a watery environment and all of a sudden you're thrust into the air and you have to breathe on your own. And that's an obstacle. So every obstacle in your life, one after another, whatever it was, the innate power of you to come forward and overcome it was Ganesh. And there are times in our lives when we just say, I've had it, I don't have the energy to deal with this. And Ganesh is always there, not as an external deity, but as a symbol of your innate power to overcome your own obstacles, whatever they are. So I think he came forward to impart to you a reflection of your own innate ability to overcome obstacles.